Years and years I ramble, drank for wines and gambled, but one day I thought I'd settle down. I met a perfect lady, said she'd be my baby. We built a cottage in the old hometown. But somehow I can't forget my good old rambling days. The railroad trains are calling me always. Maybe rough, maybe wild, or maybe tough and county vile, but I can't give up my good old rough and rowdy ways.
Hi, Chris 200 here. It is 25th of May, 2005, and I recorded an audio on demand on Monday, but it did not come out so well, so I decided to scrap it, and I didn't want to re-record it, so I just scrapped it. I was kind of depressed and didn't really want to go back and revisit what I talked about, so, anyway.
Troy Auto, 8517, Troy Auto, 8517, please.
Today, this is actually during the day. I'm at work right now, and, what I'm doing is validating some numbers, some machine times, and some operator time. I'm an engineer, and, I've got some time here. Especially quite boring work, because I have to sit here and determine how long it takes to do certain parts of the process. So I basically just stand here with a pencil and a notepad and a stopwatch, and I'll watch what they're doing and write down when certain things happen. So I do have some time here to kind of keep my idle mind going. So one of the things I talked about Monday was reaching out to some of the folks that I used to work with. That was kind of the thing that got me down on Monday. I talked to the digital I worked with quite a bit there, and there was some job openings there, and they were for upper type managers. And I just wanted to see what was going on there, if they had removed those positions or, I got a time here I got to catch. Alright, stopwatch isn't working quite right. Alright, we got it. Write this down. Anyway, it turned out they were promotions, which I really find hard to believe. One individual, I didn't understand why he was there in the position he had to begin with, because he was just pretty much incompetent. And I don't know. I just don't understand it. I was not impressed with that, but. Just kind of goes back to some of the integrity issues I have with that place. And, you know, honesty and integrity and what they're worth. And to me, they're not worth a whole lot anymore. Very disappointed in what happened there and what they've done. And, you know, I really do hope that some folks there get a chance to... worth my time or the frustration, so we'll just kind of stop talking about that. So anyway, I did locate a few jobs have been popping up, and I'm not entirely happy with what I'm doing here, so went and applied for about four different jobs yesterday. I've got two that I got to mail out. I think I might actually get out of the plant today at noontime or at lunchtime, and I think it's supposed to be cooler today. It's supposed to rain, actually, so it'll be a nice time to get outside and maybe run down to the grocery or the post office and drop those letters off and see what comes about with that. What else do we have? You know, I found some new casts. One is called TWiT, This Week in Technology. Now I gotta catch a time here again. Give me a moment. Alrighty. Snip. Push. Alright, let me write this time down. So, yeah, This Week in Technology, it's basically, if you've had the Tech TV, there was a show on there called The Screensavers, and it was with Leo Laporte and a few other folks, and it's basically Leo and those folks getting together and with Skype and just having them talk about technology and what's going on, what's the news, what's the buzz. So that's a good show. There's another one. It's called The Overnighter. I'd have to look. I don't have my notes in front of me, but I can't remember. It's actually a pretty good show. I listened to it this morning on the way in, and this guy was actually talking to his dad about joining the Navy and some of the things that he had to do while he was. And I guess it was like an officer school in the Navy. It was interesting. Talked about how it was very strict and disciplined, and how they had to keep their barracks or quarters tidy, their clothing tidy, their beds. So that they were so busy that they didn't have time to make their beds in the morning. So one of the things that they did is they actually slept on top of the beds and the sheets so they could just kind of flatten everything out and get up and go again. So very interesting show. Let's do this morning. Let's see, what else? Like I said, I was kind of depressed over the weekend. I actually felt a lot better on Sunday, and I don't know what it was. I think I was just too tired and just kind of wore down, and Sunday I actually got to sleep in a little bit, and that helped me out a lot. So have some gigs coming up. We were going to have two different gigs this weekend. One was a party out by the river on Sunday night, and another one was in a bar Friday and Saturday, but it looks like the Friday and Saturday gig is going to be moved to next week, so that kind of takes some of the stress off of doing three shows in three nights, so I guess I feel a lot better about that. I'm kind of disappointed I didn't find out any earlier, but I had some advertisement and did some promotions and stuff like that going on, so I have to change that. And what else? That's about it. Like I said, I'm sitting here at work watching these guys work and collecting some time, so maybe I'll check in again later on today and see what's going on. I'm going to be moving to another area here after I get a few more cycles. So, I guess we'll go from there. Catch up with you a little later. Yeah, it's me. I'm back here. Hey, I found something out with the MUVO that was interesting. I found out that there's like a little rubber type case that comes with it, so you can like snap the MUVO onto your belt or your arm or whatever. I found out that it doesn't record very well with that case on it. I don't know if it's a static electricity issue, if the thing actually moves around in there, but when I do record with that, I do get a lot of the big pops and crackles that you might have heard in some previous casts. So I've noticed if I don't use that case, the audio turns out a lot better. So oops, I gotta get a time here. Get a time here. 2385. Alright, yeah, there we go. Got that. Yeah, now he's doing something different. Kind of screwed up my whole thing there. Kind of doing two things at once. Heck, he doesn't have any material on that machine. I don't know what he's doing. Yeah, maybe I'll just scrap that idea. I mean, I think I'm, let's see, probably about done with this guy. But yeah, the MUVO works a lot better for recording. If you take and take that little case off, and works out better. You know, if I get some more thoughts, I might pop in here and drop another file down and another bit of audio, since I'm kind of wandering around, and once I start talking, I forget about what I wanted to say, and then when I stop talking, I remember what I wanted to say. So anyway, I guess we'll see if I'm back. Alright, it's me again here. I'm probably making a move here. I'm going to regret. I'm going to lunch now, and I'm going to take some letters to the post office. It's kind of hot here today. That's only 77. It's not even broke 80 yet, but it's probably about 50-60% humidity at least. All of this. Shop workers here are in a union, and one of the things they're allowed to do is leave during lunchtime as long as they're back, and it's about 20 after 11, and they go to lunch at 11, so I'm probably going to have to park way in the boonies when I get back, because everybody right now is coming back to work. Anyway, I work in Lincoln, and I work in the northeast part of town, which it's an old railroad town called Havelock, and kind of got swallowed up by Lincoln, oh, I'm sure, many years ago. But it still has, I believe, its own post office here, at least for this part of Lincoln. And then it also has a business district or a Main Street Havelock. It's got a theater, a hardware store. It's got a furniture store, a few restaurants, this one restaurant is called The Isles. It's supposed to be really good. I've never been there. They do, I guess, pizza, and I'm not sure what else, but they say that's a really good pizza. I'm turning on to Havelock Avenue here. There's an old pickup truck. There's a Burger King there on my left, Shell Station, and CarQuest Part Store, and Castle Drive-In Liquor. Engine House Cafe on the right, Salvage Warehouse, Wolf Tackle Supply. Here's the Joyo Theater. Norma's Place Cafe, it doesn't look like that's open anymore. Arnold's Tavern, Wolf Hardware, Apartment for Rent, Edward D. Jones, Haney Shoes, Chiropractic, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, what else? Havelock Furniture, Dance Academy, Bob's Bar, Coffee Shop, Misty's Restaurant in the Isles, and a tobacco shop. And then they also have a King's and an Amigos and a Russ's Market Square. And they also have a Valentino's to go over here, which is nice. And now, if I can remember where this post office is, I'll be in good shape. I thought it was on the east side of Havelock here somewhere. You know what? I think it's up a street. Wonder if I should go down any further. I'm on 66. I started out on 56. There's a couple 55, 57 Chevys there on trailers. Let's drive around there and see what we got for Chevys. Maybe it's on this odd street. Part of the railroad heritage of this town is they've got some really nice near wild roses there. Everything's just blooming around here. They have I believe it's some sort of a maintenance yard for Burlington Northern on the west side of town. They have a diesel shop where they actually take care and maintain the engines and locomotives. And on this side of town, I'm not sure what they do. They have a huge building here, and it's an older brick building. I think that what they do is work on actual railroad cars, because they do have a pretty big lot here for railroad cars. There's an American flag, but that doesn't look like a post office. It's got a senior center, it looks like. Ah, man, where's that post office? Well, here it is. I think this is it. Here's another American flag. United States Post Office. Amen, brother. That was behind the Amigos and the Russ's Superfoods, or Russ's Market here. I say Russ's Superfoods, that used to be a store in my hometown. It's probably been closed 15 years. Alright, let's see if I can mail these letters without mailing my MUVO. What's this say? We're gonna throw it in here. I can't see what the top of it says. So, there we go. Mailing letters to people here in Lincoln from Lincoln. Let's take a left here. There's a guy walking across the street there. Don't want to run him over. Okay, yeah, it looks like they have a few coal cars here and some grain cars. Won't be long before grain cars will be needed. I think I'm going to go ahead and shut this off again and maybe get back with you later on this afternoon. And see what else I have to say. All right, catch you in a bit.
There's a great big mystery, and it sure is worrying me. This diddy war did it. This diddy war did it. I wish somebody would tell me what diddy war did it mean. A little girl about 4 feet four. Come on, Papa, and give me some more of your diddy war, diddy. Your diddy war, diddy. I wish somebody would tell me what diddy war, diddy mean. I went out and walked around. Somebody yelled, say, look who's in town. Mr. Diddy war, diddy. Mr. Diddy war, diddy. I wish somebody would tell me what did he want, did he mean.